Gotcha. Hallelujah. Today we're gathered here and we're celebrating the life of Robert Landaker that went home to be with the Lord. Robert came to my house every Tuesday morning. Robert would come in with his Bible and come to my office, and he never wore his glasses. He always carried his glasses, and he put his glasses on so he could read the Word. Robert learned to get inside the Word and delve through the Word of God. And I was listening to that song, and it said, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. But the Lord said, I can see clearly now, I put my glasses on. I can see clearly now, I put my glasses on. So we're going to do something as a group today. And Psalms, children, and Psalms chapter 34, verse number 3. The Word of God says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So, when I'm speaking, children, listen. Every time I say, now faith, I want you to say to the one next to you, hold up your glass to him and say, magnify Jesus. Magnify Jesus. So now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Now you ones that don't have a magnifying glass. Amen. That's where we're going. When I say now faith, you're going to say put your glasses on to your neighbor. Here's what I want you to understand. Everyone has a measure of faith. And as faith increases in the atmosphere, signs and wonders and miracles will follow them that believe. Amen. Amen. So we're going to increase faith. So our text today is found in Hebrews chapter 11. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Are you with me? How many know that we can wear jeans and we can have fun in church? How many know that God wants us to be happy and smile and have a little joy in our hearts and lives? How many know that Jesus did everything for you and I so that we could have a celebration in the house today? Does that mean he did everything I wanted him to do? But he did everything I needed him to do? Amen. So first, here we go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith. Now faith, magnify Jesus. Now faith, put your glasses on. Now faith, all right, here we go. If nothing else, everybody's going to stay awake. Hallelujah. That's clue you, Levi. Now he's already gone. Where's he at? All right, I got you. Okay, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Today, the title of this morning's message is, I can see clearly now. Now faith. Amen. Sometimes we just got to put our glasses on to magnify Jesus. So I'm going to talk about three things, four things, or five things, whatever comes out today. I'm going to talk about some things. Number one, we're going to look at the deed. Secondly, we're going to look at the desire. Thirdly, we're going to look at the discovery. And fourth, we're going to look at the diligence. The diligence. Amen. Let's lift a word and make a declaration here in this atmosphere. Can you repeat with me? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us that have gathered here today. Father, our purpose is to glorify, to magnify, and to exalt you. So I pray that the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to all the hearers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now first, the writer of Hebrews says, now faith. We're going to get it, okay? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the first thing I want to look at is faith is the substance, or what the substance means, it's like having deed ownership to something. It's the assurance. We used to sing the old hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And what the Lord wants you and I to recognize and to realize, it's just like your property, amen? What gives you rights to it is the deed, the title. And this is our deed and title to everything that God has promised us. This is the substance. This is what we're holding on to. This is what we're believing in. So when I was looking at that, first we're going to look at the deed or the assurance. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica in verse number 5. He says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word and much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when we're looking at this, this is our deed rights that we have and much assurance that God's going to do everything he promised in his word. That he that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through. That God doesn't start something he doesn't finish. The word of God says he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Amen. So God wants you and I to hold on to the assurance. One of the things that I love the most is where the word of God says in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13, he says, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. It's not a think so. It's not a maybe so. It's a know so mentality. We know so because of now faith. Is the substance or the deed or the assurance. In Hebrews chapter 6, are y'all following me? We're going on a journey together. Amen? You know, and God's called us in a journey together, and he doesn't want to leave anybody behind. Amen? So he says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, how many have been doing things for the kingdom and you haven't seen the harvest you were expecting? Come on. Let's be real. Come on. Come on. Amen. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, this is the assurance. This is the deed. This is the ownership. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, and that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you may not be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. 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 I want you to say this not only goes for us. When I go home to be with the Lord, if I go home to be with the Lord, before the Lord returns, my property is my children's inheritance. Amen. So what we're doing, this isn't just about us. It's about our children. It's about the third and fourth generation, the Bible says. Amen. Amen. And I'm holding on to God's promises. And some of the promises I'm not seeing right yet. I'm not seeing it manifested in their lives yet. But God says they belong to Him and He's going to bring them to them. So I'm going to trust them in and through it. Amen. And Hebrews chapter 10. You know, I thought I was going to speak this softly, but that just doesn't work for me. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse number 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Now, faith. I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. This is faith. I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. I don't know. When I try to read this without my glasses, it's all blurring and I can't see it. But when I put my glasses on, it becomes so much clearer. And that's what God wants us to understand, what faith does in our lives. When we trust in Him and when faith increases in the atmosphere, things become clearer. Things that were confusing before or that were not clear to us, all of a sudden we get a clearer picture of it. Amen? I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. I'm so glad I'm not going to sing the whole song to you. He says in verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now faith is the substance or the deed ownership of the things hoped for. The hope for I have is the desires of your heart. Amen, the desire. So look with me in Romans chapter 5, and we're going to talk about the hope, the desire. Now you know I got the DDD things going on, you know, I'm like that guy. Saying we love you for it, Pastor. Thank you. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work of patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So now faith is the substance, the deed of the things hoped for, the desires of our heart. So in Romans chapter 15, how many know that I need help? How many know that you need help? Amen. Amen. The writer, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 15, verse number 13, he says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, how many know that God didn't send us here to do this alone? God gave us a helper. God gave us an advocate. God gave us a friend. God gave us the Spirit of God within each and every one of us. But He not only gave us His Spirit, He gave us one another. Amen? And everyone is important to the other. There is no one in this room that's more important than anyone else. Everyone has value. Everyone has worth. And God sees the desires of your heart, the things that you're hoping for. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the faith to arise to bring forth those things that you're desiring to see. I don't know about you, but I've got some strong desires. You know what my desire is? Not for me, for you. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake together and running over. As you give to others, God will give to you. Amen? Amen. Sometime along the way, we have to put others before ourselves. Amen. We're servants for the King. So he says in Hebrews chapter 3, we're talking about the desire. Verse number 6. The Word of God says in verse number 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope, firm until the end. Now faith. I want to hear magnify Jesus from these kids. Will the kids yell out magnify Jesus? Can the kids yell out, magnify Jesus? Now, wait a minute. I've had a lot of you children at my house, and y'all are louder than that. When you're playing, you're pretty loud. Hello? So can we just say, magnify Jesus, kids? Yell it out, magnify Jesus. There we go. While I'm speaking about magnifying Jesus, for all the children, we're having a rehearsal starting next Sunday at 10 o'clock for the children for something for Easter Sunday. So if you could, I was supposed to announce that, and the Holy Spirit just reminded me that I didn't do it. Got it, Pam. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Faith. Now faith is the substance or the deed of the things hoped for, the desire, the evidence of things not seen. That's the discovery. Amen? So look with me in Psalms chapter 51. I don't know, when the Lord spoke this word to me, it got me pretty excited. Amen? You know what he got me excited about? How valuable and how important everyone is. Amen. We want our children to learn from us, but God wants us also to learn from our children. Hello? Amen. God's called and anointed them too. And he's appointed them for a time such as now. And I don't know if you read your word or not. The Bible says a child shall lead them.
That's right.
And why? How can a child lead them? By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of God. God can do whatever he wants to do. Amen? We say, well, I wouldn't follow a child. Well, if he's leading to me the things of Jesus, I'm going to follow whoever's following Jesus. Amen? 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 So with that in mind, in Psalms 51, verse number 6, he says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You know, I always say to you, and I'll continue to say this, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. The devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. Amen. So what did God say to you and I today? If we want to see clearly, more clearly in faith, we need to what? Put our glasses on. And now faith is? When we start magnifying, well, you're saying it's the same thing, but when I put my glasses on, I begin to magnify Jesus.
Amen.
Because everything that I see in his word glorifies him. He was at the beginning. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. That was made in him was life. The life was the light of man. And light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. But in verse 14 it said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Amen. We're here for one reason. We're to put our glasses of faith on and magnify the name of Jesus. We're magnifying the name of Jesus. No matter what you're facing, the name of Jesus is greater than whatever you're going through.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, he said every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. So I don't know about you. I got to magnify his name. I got to magnify the name of Jesus. Can everybody say Jesus in the room? Jesus. Hey, we shouldn't be afraid to say Jesus. We shouldn't be afraid to say Jesus. We shouldn't be afraid to say Jesus. He's the one that changes lives. He's the one that turns things around. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're looking at the discovery. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Word of God says in verse number 6, he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now faith. What do you think if we look at, can I use this a minute? What does a magnifying glass do besides start fires? But what does a magnifying glass do? It makes things bigger. How many know that so many times the enemy comes like a storm and he seems to be really big? That's when it's really important for us to magnify Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm just kidding. That's, I was saying that for you because there's a reflection coming back at me, right? You're beautiful. I'm me. Hallelujah. So we're discovering what? Now faith. I can see clearly now, I put my glasses on. I can see all obstacles in my way. Don't let the rain now around me fall. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshining day. You know, I heard that song, and I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I did a message years ago with that, and he said, you didn't do this message whatsoever. And I said, well, I use that song. And he said, yeah. He said, but the message you spoke was this. Your future's so bright, shades required. You remember that? Amen. And that was off that wasn't out of Hebrews 11. That was off of that song we built off of that glory of the Lord. But he says to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. The Apostle Paul says this, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then every man shall have praise of God. So now faith is the substance or the deed or the assurance of the things hoped for, the desires, The evidence of things not seen is the discovery. But in closing today, he also speaks in our text today about the diligence. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, he says, "But without faith, is it possible to please him?" Wait a minute. Without your faith in Jesus Christ,
a fortress for the weak, let faith arise.
Let
faith arise.
And he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
I lift my hands to
the Lord was saying to you and I today. See, I can see clearly now.
Refuge,
I put my glasses of faith on.
As I pour out my heart, these things I remember.
And the substance of the things that I'm hoping
you are
for,
faithful
the
God forever.
He calls for you and I to trust the Lord with all of our hearts. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path.
But
what happens in this road of life, sometimes we get off course. How many know it's easy to get off course? How many know that we need these glasses of faith so we can see clearer? We can see the obstacles that the adversary has set before us. We can recognize who they're from and why they're coming. But God wants you and I to understand that you have deep rights in this word.
Where
he sees your heart. And looks for that one here. God looks for the heart. He sees the desires of your heart. He's going to bring to light some things in your life. Give you discovery. Some of the things that you've been looking for and seeking God's will have been right in front of your face the whole time. And
you
have to put on the glasses of faith. I'm not saying anybody has blind faith in
you.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the word of God that turns their faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and God's word went forth, so faith should increase in the atmosphere. Why? Because of him. Because of you. Because you have a measure, 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 and God wants us to bring this measure together. Trusting him and believing in his word that he'll do what he said he'll do. So he's saying to you and I simply today, I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. I have deep rights. He sees the desires of my heart. I'm going to have God's going to give me a discovery, but I'm going to diligently seek him. So seek him with my whole heart. Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in your heart and in your life. I love you. I love you. Maybe you're here today and you once served the Lord, or maybe you're not that place you need to be, or maybe you never served the Lord. You and him, you're not here to judge him. But you're here today and you need a fresh encounter of Jesus in your life, and you just said, Father, we're grateful, Father God, that you're the search of all hearts and all lives. Hallelujah.
Let faith arise.
I was reminded in Joel chapter 3, verse number 14. The prophet said, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the Lord is near in the valley of decision. So what God is saying to you and I today, in closing today, for our now faith to arise, we're going to bring it together. So could you stand with me here this morning, if you can?
Be still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea.
What we want to do is, can we lift our hands
His
to heaven if you don't mind?
Is unfailing.
Father, today, Lord His Jesus, we're joining our faith together for
fortress
others.
Fortress for the weak.
Let you see what's needed in every heart and every life
Let faith arise.
Of each and every one that's gathered here today. Father, whether it's physical, spiritual, financial, emotional, whatever it is, Father God, you're the God that supplies for each and every one of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father, we're standing in faith together today for others. And others are standing in faith for us. So, Father, you see every need that's represented in this room today. You're the God that meets us right where we're at. And Lord, you love on us so much, you never leave us there, but you take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. So Father, I thank you, Father God, for touching our family members and our loved ones that are in this room today. Thank you, Father God, for your healing. You have a place in your body, just touch where you need healing. Father, you see your touch with the feeling of their infirmities, and with your stripes they are made whole. So, Father God, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes you are healed. Father, I thank you, Father God. I speak the peace of God to some today that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard hearts and minds of Christ Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground is seeking safe. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you are God and we're not. We're grateful, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And Lord, ever cease to turn all the glory on you. Magnify. What is greater than any sickness? Jesus. What is greater than any disease? What is greater than any need? Let's magnify him today. Can we give God a shout of praise? Hallelujah!